Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today I've got another classic episode for you. In this one, we talk robots. The fun kind. The kind perhaps you think of when you hear the word robots. Despite the fact that you're way more likely to encounter, say, a robotic dishwasher in real life, large Gundam-type mechas. Could we create them in real life?
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and if science fiction has taught us anything, it's that giant piloted robotic humanoids will eventually be essential to the protection of everything we hold dear.
Invading kaiju from another dimension? Send in the Jaegers. Robeasts from Planet Doom? Better assemble Voltron. And as James Cameron's Aliens taught us in 1986, even a non-combat mech suit can make all the difference against an extraterrestrial threat. Another influential example is RX-78-2 Gundam. The titular piloted giant robot entered the world in 1979 as part of Yoshiyuki Tomino's Mobile Suit Gundam franchise, which remains popular today. But could we build our own Gundams? The simple answer is yes. In fact, scientists have been tackling various aspects of the technology since at least the late 19th and early 20th centuries. During that time, both Russian and American inventors explored the possibility of mechanically enhanced exoskeletons to aid humans in various physical movements. Since that time, we've continued to see exoskeleton advancements aimed at injury rehabilitation, space travel, industrial labor, and yes, even military combat. And, okay, power armor is nice and all, but it's hardly a giant robot that stomps around and punches monsters in the face. What about true, towering mechas? Well, the answer here is also a yes. Within the field of robotics, we've seen tremendous achievements in the creation of remote control, autonomous, and semi-autonomous machines. Today, military drones haunt the skies over various global combat zones, and space exploration probes have delivered wheeled rovers to other worlds. We've even given our wheeled robots arms for tasks from bomb dispersal to Martian soil sampling and deep sea exploration. But none of these mechanical minions boasts legs. Even the humanoid Robonaut, developed by NASA's Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center, didn't acquire climbing legs until its second iteration. For proper Gundams to one day walk the planet, we'll need proper robot legs. And this, too, has featured into the work of various robotics programs. The most famous of these is Boston Dynamics' military-funded walker programs, such as Big Dog and Cheetah, and not just because they inspired the killer robots in the Black Mirror episode Metalhead.
Because while aerial and nautical robots can get by just fine without a leg to stand on, terrestrial robots are a different matter. Wheels are great on the road and unobstructed landscapes, but legs provide the most versatility for diverse environments. True wheel-like structures only rarely occur in biology, such as the bacterial flagellum, a structure found in such species as the bacterium E. coli. Legs, on the other hand, are natural selection's primary solution to terrestrial transportation. So it makes sense to copy evolution in this regard, and biomimetic engineers have looked to all manner of leg arrangements for inspiration, from humans to millipedes. But here's the catch. Legged movement requires a great deal of programming complexity and power. It may feel easy for most of us, but our minds and bodies are highly evolved for the task. Even a fully piloted Gundam, say one where its movements are mapped on those of the pilot, would require a tremendous amount of biomimetic engineering. And semi-autonomous units would require the dexterity and spatial awareness to avoid the pitfalls of, for example, the ED-209 in RoboCop, which stomped around on 2 feet but was incapable of navigating stairs. But the mecha dream is strong. While various robotics companies continue to develop the necessary technology, sci-fi fans also go at it alone. Functional mecha suits have strolled the playa at Burning Man and paraded at various conventions. And Japanese engineer Masaki Nagumo built a working, life-size model of a Gundam in 2018. The mecha, dubbed LW Mononofu, stands 28 feet tall, that's about 8.5 meters, and weighs 7.7 tons, or about 7 metric tons. It's too big to leave the factory space that it calls home, but Nagumo rents it and other mechas out for a little under $1,000 an hour. It's not protecting the world from alien attacks, but it's quite a hit for kids' birthday parties. Though, one note here. If aliens or giant monsters do attack, well, mechas might not be the best option anyway. As was pointed out in the magazine Popular Mechanics, the Jaegers from the Pacific Rim films are entirely outclassed by existing aerial bombers and attack helicopters. Today's episode is based on the article, Could We Build Our Own Gundams? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Robert Lamb, with special thanks to 12-year-old Lucas from Ontario for sending in the question. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.